Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. Iran has been put on notice by the Trump administration. Live by the rules or pay the consequences. That's the headline. In a moment, Ken Timmerman will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Ken, I want to talk about an article that you have in Front Page Magazine, but first let me introduce it. With this thought, the United States has just announced non-nuclear sanctions on Iran. Now, they said they would do it, and now they've moved to do exactly that.
Well, that's right. And this followed General Flynn, the new national security advisor, on Wednesday saying that the U.S. was, quote, officially putting Iran on notice, unquote, because of its bad behavior, its attacks on U.S. warships, and this latest ballistic missile test. The U.S. has also announced it is moving the USS Cole to patrol off the coasts of Yemen. This is extremely significant given that the Cole was blown up in December of 2000 by a suicide bomber from Al-Qaeda, but with support in the logistics from the Iranian regime. In the article that I just did at Front Page Mag, talking about the next steps with Iran, I outlined a series of things that the United States could do if this administration harnesses all of the power of the United States government behind a new strategy.
Well, Ken, for sure, these sanctions are not going after the nuclear deal that was signed with Iran, but do you see in the future that may be the case as far as the Trump administration is concerned?
To go after the nuclear deal per se would run afoul of a UN Security Council resolution. It would anger our allies in Europe. But I think for the time being, the administration wants to walk this fine line and to look at the ways it can tie Iran into 1,000 knots, stepping up the military pressure on them in the Persian Gulf and the Arabian Sea off the coast of Yemen, increasing the sanctions on them, on individuals, preventing senior Iranian officials from traveling internationally. Another thing that we could do is to increase the Persian language broadcasting from the Voice of America and Radio Free Europe to provide Iranians with the type of free press and accurate information that they don't normally get from their own media. We have lots of tools, Jimmy, and really the astonishing thing is why the Obama administration never used any of these.
Ken Timmerman from Washington, D.C., with the details on our lead story. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. You know, the Bible says Iran is a major player in the last days. That's Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5. In that passage, Persia is modern-day Iran. Iran's desire to be nuclear-powered is in order for them to be able to control the entire Middle East. Iran's eschatology also plays into this end-time scenario. The threat of Iran to Israel, the United States, and in fact the entire Middle East is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...